This is an MUT Radio podcast.
All the way from Botswana, we are currently having her on the show, Amandle. Good morning, Amandle. Welcome on MUT Radio.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm so glad you're pronouncing my name right, because mostly South Africans pronounce it as
Amandle, ne?
Yeah, but it's Amandle.
Oh, Amandle. Amandle.
Yes.
So
yes.
So it has the same meaning as Amandle, ne?
Of course.
Oh, beautiful.
But the pronunciation is not, it's not Amandle. It's Amandle. The Amandle has does it have an H? And then mine is TLE. So we're the K.
Oh, Amandle. Yeah. Amandle.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Course.
Actually, you just read my mind, because I was just about to ask about that was my first question, Amandle. Amandle, mm-hmm. Brown. Is that your name? Even the surname, is your surname Brown?
No, it's just my stage name.
Oh, okay.
My names are Amandle Ntole. And then for my stage name and branding purposes, and just the sound to the ending thingy, then that's when I attached the Brown to it. I was a dancer before singing, so
okay.
I really liked Chris Brown a lot. So that's where the Brown comes from, really.
Beautiful, Amandle Brown. I'm gonna say it correctly this time. No, thank you so much, and I should say welcome to South Africa.
Yo, thank you. I'm like, look at God. Because here in Botswana, they're confusing me with Amanda Black.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so strange.
Isn't it?
Yet beautiful, because you are both talented artists.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. Let's take it back, Amandle. You are from Botswana. Which part of Botswana?
I'm from Botswana in Gauteng. So I'm from Mutshudi. So we literally have like really Tlhabane. I don't know if you know Tlhabane, just by Mafikeng around there.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we are the Bakatla, and I'm from certain part of Botswana, yes.
Bakatla. So is Bakatla a tribe or?
It's a tribe.
Okay. That is basically why we are actually interested in this type of interviews. It's more than just music. We're speaking about Africans as we are celebrating Africa Month today. We thought we should just invite these artists from outside South Africa to actually share their journey and their culture with us. How was it like growing in a tribe, Yabakhatla? How was it like growing up and in your community?
It's Bakatla very cultural, but yet again modern. They really try to fuse it between modern culture, you know. So you know that your behavior, your choices are very well driven alongside the culture effect. But then we are also moving with the times. We move with the times, but keeping in mind of how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to treat others, treat each other, you know. So there are people, well, do you understand, Swana? Okay, so it's like people who are very well mannered and are very respectful. They really pride themselves with that, but yet again they can be very boastful and with pride, more especially when it comes to that like identity.
Wow.
Yeah.
And beautiful. So music. Did you grow up in a family of music? Where did you meet up with music? How did it all start for you?
I it's so crazy. I wasn't even a part of the music. In Botswana, we're like a very educated nation. We believe so much in education. So it has always been education is the key to success. So I have always been a bookworm. I've always been for my books, like from standard one until university. So after I was waiting for my results, when I was doing form five, waiting to go to varsity, then I joined a singing competition in Botswana called My Star. That's when my singing journey started. So on the singing competition, I was eliminated on the 10th spot, and I just got angry. I was like, but I got it. It's like, how do you guys eliminate me when I'm amazing? from there, just that anger was my driving force to prove to them that you did a mistake. The rest was history.
The rest was easy. And you just focused on music more now.
Yeah, I'm literally doing music full time right now. It's so crazy because I was doing a mineral engineering course and I really thought I was going to be going to the mines, since you know that we are a diamond country.
Yeah.
And we are like, yeah. So it was really like a passion of mine to want to do that. And all of a sudden, purpose just shifted me different to the music. And I'm doing music, staying in the course of cultivating the industry in Botswana. We're a bit behind, but I believe that we are the force to really push it even further. And as you call me right now, this is another impact, taking a step further to bring diversity.
Definitely. That was actually what motivated us to actually reach out to you and your music, because I feel like we also relate to the music. When you say Zizo Chikizi, it's something that we also know and resonates with. And there's a song that I'm about to play now, but before I play it, it's called Teksiki Mahala. You're gonna tell us more about it. And when you mean Teksiki Mahala, where is this taxi going? What's happening? You're gonna tell us more about it. But before we go to that song, I just wanted to know, so you start this music journey, how was it like for you when you ventured into it after the competition?
As I told you, our music scene is a bit slow. Just like the progress, it's we're getting there, you know. But I would say starting 3 years prior starting, it was very difficult because you have to break in. At the end of the day, people have to know you. So I think 3 years after the just me building the brand, me getting the brand out there to the people, slowly but surely. But 2016 was when we broke in with a song called Black Mampatile. And that is when Brown became a house name for female artists. When you say best female artist in Botswana right now, I should be in that top five.
Definitely. I don't know. I don't want to lie. When I checked, I was like, wow, this woman is doing amazing. Let's go to this one now. Teksiki Mahala, Amanhle Brown, featuring Trademark DJs and Bruno Masemza. Welcome on the show. If you go back in the breakfast show, and in case you have just joined us, we're speaking with Amanhle. She said her name is Amanhle Brown. And enjoy this one. When you come back, we're speaking about the song. Good morning. Song, man, Amanhle Brown featuring the Trademarks DJs and Bruno Masemza on MUT Radio. This one is called Taxi Kimahala. Amanhle, iyakai taxi ena.
It's going everywhere. Like it's in Zanzi right now. It's in Botswana.
Oh,
it's
ne.
Everywhere.
It makes sense right? Now. It's definitely in Mzansi. Probably it will go to Nigeria. Probably go to Ghana. We may never know.
Of course. Even right. Do you know the craziest part is right now as you're interviewing me, I'm like, God, how am I doing this interview? Because.
Wow.
Seriously. Because it's like. Oh no, you know the internet has really made the world small.
Exactly. Because yeah, that's definitely where we saw you.
The text is able to go anywhere really if I'm in this interview right now through the internet.
You see?
Yeah.
Beautiful, man. But let's speak about the song itself. There's something I heard something about Lerato Te, Kerata Rata. What is the song about and what inspired the song?
It's about let's do whatever it is. Everyone would wanna say that same, but we are the ones who are driving this car. Let's get in, hop in, let's just go and give each other whatever it is that we can give each other. So that's basically what the song is about. It's about love, man. Love is a universal language. My lyrics, my writing is always motivated and rooted in love. Most importantly, things that are very emotional, because my voice is kind of emotional itself. So I'm usually on the sad topics and on the love topic, but mostly I'm on the love topic. So that is basically what the song is about.
I'm going to be spicy here, Amanhle, and I always ask some of the artists here, Oguti, when you write about love, is it about your personal experiences with love, or it's just probably as an artist you just write?
So mostly it's about people's experiences, but for me right now, I'd say it's about my personal experience for the first time really.
Wow.
Because I've been seeing gas, bro. I've been seeing a lot of gas.
Nah.
Yeah, so I think now the chapter that I'm in is very amazing, because even the partner that I even met, you know, that partner who wants to cultivate you, who wants to make you grow, who wants to support you. So that's where I was writing when I was writing that song, that yeah man, let's go, you're the one.
Oh, he's definitely the one. Must be nice. On MUT Radio, Amanhle is in studio. In fact, well, he's not in studio, but we're taking a live from Botswana as we speak. Beautiful, man. Because we are celebrating Africa Month, Amanhle, and we would like to learn a few words, because you'd understand that as much as we are in South Africa, but we're not on the side where there's like Botswana people, people speak Setswana per se. We are more of the southern side, which is KZN, KwaZulu Natal. Here we speak isiZulu, ne? So some of the words we do not understand. Maybe if you can teach us just the basics of isiZulu, just to learn. When I say, probably I'm coming, or when I say hi, ushunjani, like how do you refer to umuntu mawuthi good morning, for example.
Okay, before we get there, let me tell you something about Zulus and your language. You can speak Zulu right now, I would understand, because we watch a lot of soapies that have so much of Zulu people.
Really?
Yeah. So you should know that I think almost half of us in the country right now, we know or understand the language, because we've watched a lot of generations, we've watched a lot of this Zulu soapies that are coming up now. We are very big supporters of that.
Wow, beautiful,
so
man.
When you say keka, when you say keta, it means I'm coming.
Keta. Oh, okay.
Howri. How are you? Wa utsogile jang?
Utsogile jang. Utsogile jang.
Wow. Your pronunciation doesn't sound like you're Zulu.
Listen, ke Motswana right now. Oh, okay. Utsogile jwang.
No, not drunk. Drunk is Lesotho. Oh. It's Lesotho. Drunk, when they say drunk, now we say jang.
Jang. Oh, jang. Utsogile jang.
Yes.
You know, I really love Botswana, and I would love to visit Botswana because I think there are a lot of similarities with South Africa. As much as I was saying, Nguti, on our side, it's much more office Zulu than probably from people from Limpopo, for example. But I would love to just explore the country. Which places can you take me to? Let's say I'm coming to your city right now. What's the first place that you know I'd appreciate? Hello? Hi, Amantle. Hello. All right, we're still fixing some technical prog. Hello. Before 10, welcome to Vukubangene Breakfast Show. It's definitely the only way to start your day. It looks like taxi ifuna utsamaya again. Ifuna yakwenye indawo. Amantla, are you back?
Yes, here we are.
Yes, I taxi utsamaya ngempela. Kimahala yona, but it wants to go now. No, but thank you so much, man. I was asking before the network issue, I was just asking if you would take me to a tour in Botswana, which place would you actually take me to?
We have the best tourism. Like, I would take you to Kasani. Oh, my goodness. Like, just the scenery of just the wildlife and even just the culture. I think they have even rich culture as well, that side. So I'll take you to Kasani.
Kasane.
Yeah. No, you don't need the seats, guys. You have the best seats there. Here in Khaburu. No, you don't have to be in Khaburu. You have to be there in the bushes. You will see that, oh no, Botswana, there's something going on here.
Ah, there's definitely something going on there. No, definitely looking forward to coming that side. Probably hit you up and say, hey, I'm here. Who knows?
You must come. I should arrange and give you the best hospitality because we're very good at that. Eh?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Beautiful.
Botswana are good people.
Ah, definitely. Thank you so much, man. We really love your music, by the way, Amantle. It's such an amazing, and as I said, it's songs that we currently relate to. You know, when I listen to your song, I'm reminded of the likes of Makadzi. It's that sound. It's that sound, and I really love it, man. Do you have any upcoming music your way?
Yes, I'm gonna be releasing because I perform with a live band, so I'm gonna be releasing an album that is packaged with their band. It's literally the songs are literally just stripped. There's acoustics, you know, for people who just like chilled vibes, relaxed music. Because if you go deeper into my catalog, you will realize that the reason why they compared me to Amanda Black is because of we did a lot of ballads. I got to have my breakthrough with a song called Black Mampatili. You must go and check it out.
Oh, yes.
It's a ballad. Yes, it's a ballad and it's about a game that we used to play. You know the game, right?
Black Mampatili. Like,
and then you do the counting. So I literally just drove the lyrics around that game. Very interesting song. And then lastly, I wanna thank Trademark that also from your side, guys. I sent them a DM on Instagram and they sent me a beat. I recorded the beat and I just met them yesterday when we were promoting the song.
Wow.
Can you imagine how the network is very beautiful right now?
It's beautiful. And I love love the sound of that, man. And shout out to Trademark DJs as well for that. It's really a great collaboration and I love the song. Before we let you go, how can we get hold of your music and how can we get hold of you on the socials?
iTunes, all the online stores, you can find the music. And then for my Facebook, very active Facebook, Amantla Brown. And then for Instagram, Amantla Brown Official, Twitter, Amantla Brown, TikTok, Amantla Brown.
Amantle, thank you so much. It's really been an honor. This was such a beautiful conversation, man.
I appreciate you guys. And I want to let you know that God led you to this interview because I don't even know how this is happening, but it's happening.
It's happening. Thank you. Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much, eh?
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.